Hey everyone, welcome to Almost a Music Podcast. We are here live on Clubhouse. So I'm currently with my co-host Shanna, and we'll be talking about musings, our musings over coffee. So we'll see how that will go. Shanna, you wanna give a brief introduction on Almost a Music Podcast?
Hi everyone, so I'm Shanna. Also known as Chana. I host another podcast called Chana Podcast, which is mostly about music, rock and metal music. So I actually met Meg on Clubhouse through another room, so another club. So that's how we got to know each other. And it's so funny that although we both so passionately love music, we never met in any concerts, although we probably have been in the same shows, right?
yes. Yeah, and it's really exciting to see how we will do a turn in our take on our passion in music and how it affects our, I guess, really like a 360 aspect of our lives. So that's what we'll try to deep dive into as we go through our different episodes. But today, we're just gonna make it kind of chill. Maybe if you have a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, you can go ahead and take them and we'll continue discussing in the room.
Yeah, so Almost a Music Podcast, we call it Almost a Music Podcast, is this discussion will be anchored on music, but we will touch on other areas of lifestyle, spirituality, and a lot of you know, talking about a lot of different things and woo-woo stuff. So it's as you said, it's a 360 looking at like how everything is connected, right?
Yes. So just a disclaimer, we'll be recording the room. So for anybody that will come inside, we'll be recording it so we can post it on Spotify and all other platforms where you hear your podcasts. So thanks again, guys, for tuning in. I'm excited.
Yeah, so we this is our second episode. So if you want to listen to our previous episodes, you can go ahead to Spotify and search for Almost Music Podcast. We are also on Amazon Music, Audible, Apple, and all the other all the leading streaming platforms. And also you can check us on in Instagram. It's Almost the Music Podcast is the handle.
Yep.
So Matt, I was so curious that how we came up with this title for this episode. So we both love the culture of coffee and visiting coffee shops, and that's probably like big part of our Instagram profiles, right? Posts, right?
Yes. Because
stories, because we always end up in coffee shops and stuff. So I just want to ask you first. So how do you like, what's your favorite like coffee?
Okay, so if you were to ask, and I was still in college, I'd say like an iced latte or I don't know, maybe a caramel macchiato. But as I grew up, like as I went on with working and doing all the things after my undergraduate degree, it slowly changed into black coffee, which really surprised me because I never thought that I'd actually like black coffee. But at that time, I didn't have that much appreciation on how it's being prepared. Like there are tasting notes for each bean. There are different like flavor profiles for the coffee. So that's when it got more interesting to me, because when you take it as is and you brew it like as black coffee or take it as an espresso, like as an espresso shot, you get a really good, a strong one at that, but you get like a profile of the different tasting notes, like caramel, nuts, brown sugar, even like lime, even like popcorn or honey cereal. So it's how they roast the beans. I know So as time went on, I got into the specialty coffee and the third-grade cafes. Of course, you would know. And it's funny how you actually suggested this topic. It was not me, but we both unknowingly have that inkling on, you know, just hanging out in cafes, people watching. So I'm curious, like, how do you take your coffee and what is that thing with cafes?
Right. So for me, I have two favorite drinks. So I actually love the iced latte, because especially with the Philippine, the temperature in the Philippines, like, you know, weather, it's so you really can't have hot coffee like during the day, for example. So I really like the iced latte. But I do understand, like, having a hot coffee, black coffee, because enjoying that smell, that's really the first thing I think I would notice on a cup of coffee, right? The smell that you like, it's part of the experience. So I would say iced latte, and I would sometimes take the black coffee or maybe a hot cappuccino or something. Sometimes it's like, I would just go to a coffee shop just because people go to coffee shops for many different reasons. Like, some people work there, some people hang out with friends and all this, meet up somebody. But I would just go there and just have a cup of coffee and just don't do anything. So it's like, it's really a great place to hang out.
Yeah. And like, it's cool to, I don't know, I have this fascination of, what, there's a lot of things. Like, it's like what you said a while ago, it's really an experience. So whenever I would, let's say, bring a family member or friend, I would joke them all the time, now guys, you're not paying for the, well, you are paying for the coffee, but you're paying for the experience, you're paying for the mug, you're paying for the playlist, you're paying for the actual just sitting down on that cafe and people watching. And I guess it's an experience, and not everybody would actually go there to be productive like you. Just want to take your cup of coffee. And for some people, like when I was still in college or when I was still working, I would find cafes to be very like a place where the energy of the people around makes you want to be productive and work. Like, right. the background noise really facilitates being productive for some reason. So yeah,
right. I think the big part of coffee shops experience is the music that plays in the background, right? So somehow they figured out very good playlists. They seem to have very amazing playlists that typically don't play in like in malls or other places, right? It's like, it's very special. So how's your experience about the playlist that have in a coffee shop?
Oh my gosh. Actually, like, one of the things also that really makes me want to come back to the specific cafe is if they have a really, really good mix and playlist. So not necessarily this is like leaning towards the indie alt rock side, but really like a good mix. Like, some I would appreciate like something jazzy or a really good mix. I can't explain, but I'm sure you can. Like, we have these like handpicked, especially third wave cafes would really have a good playlist. And let's say, for example, Yardstick, and I would stalk their Spotify. Of course, they will post it, and then they would have specifically their, this is the name of the playlist, so it's called Bean Beats 001. And then they just make a series of playlists with their song picks. That's what they play on cafes. And Coffee Bean has a really good one too. And it's interesting how it's really becoming a thing now. Right, Chana? What do you think about that? I feel like more cafes are coming up with really curating an experience at their coffee shop.
Yeah, right. I mean, yeah, I know that like Coffee Bean has their own like Coffee Bean radio kind of thing, right? They play their own tracks. Yardstick, I haven't really been to Yardstick, like standalone Yardstick cafe. I've been to Cartel, where they have yardstick, like part of the shop. So Cartel also plays great set of music. But I really love what Starbucks plays in the Philippines, because they play they have like jazz playlists, like they will play like Miles Davis, and then sometimes they will go into I even listen to like Maine and some songs like that they are actually playing like pop rock songs.
Yeah,
so they have that sort of start from jazz to pop rock, and it's like amazing playlist. And especially I think that the best time to go to a coffee shop is when they have like around the Christmas time.
yeah you won't hear any Jose Marie chant in there. I hope.
Right. So Meg, now that you're in the States, so how's the experience compared to Philippines? Because I know one thing that I miss in the Philippines is we don't have like small coffee shops, like family owned coffee shops here, right? It's only mostly the major brands. But in the US, I know that there are a lot of mom and pop shops, right?
Yeah, there's a wealth and a buffet of like different cafes. But I noticed, I'm not sure if it's really just by the city that I'm in, although I would explore like downtown cafes and those in other cities, there are so many like budding communities and cafes coming in, and they're all, you know, third wave cafes. So it ranges from a really small size one to a medium size one, like Yardstick, or there are lots in downtown, but there are also ones by the beach. And I guess some would double as event space here. I would notice that. And playlist is great too. What else? I don't know how to explain exactly, but there's not a huge difference. I don't know if it's like the space of where they build it. It's like a sort of a warehouse like space for some. This is for some, but not all, and really raw. And I have yet to confirm if the specific cafe would mimic like the locals or the vibe of the city, because I know it kind of gives off that certain vibe for us, let's say a certain neighborhood. And there's like a bakery and cafe, and it really fits the vibe of the neighborhood. And I love how these cafes are not really competitive amongst each other. Like they really have that sense of community of like, let's say, oh, let's do a guest barista on this cafe, and then we'll exchange baristas for this month. Or it's really very collaborative, and that's what I noticed too in the Philippines, which is so great. And I would say that the quality of the beans and the coffee in the Philippines is really at par. Or I would say even better, right, compared here. But I'm yet on a search for the best flat white or one of the best coffees here. But I love the quality of the ones there.
Right. One thing I always do when I go to a coffee shop and I'm like sitting there and the music is playing is I will pull out my phone. I'll do a Shazam, I love that Shazam app. So because if I hear some song that's very interesting, I would put up Shazam to know what's that song. Do you do that as well?
Oh my God, I am not alone. I'm not, like, I won't be like, you know, it's so funny how when you have to kind of do it subtly or like stand up a bit on nearby like a speaker, so it gets to feed the app and like have the song pop up fast. Because if it's kind of noisy, it couldn't read the song so well. But yes, I do Shazam, and it's so cool. The maker of the app is such a genius in making an application. So if you guys are not familiar with the app, so it's called Shazam, and you open the app and you stream, you just press something, and then it's gonna try and buffer what song is playing on the background. And so you don't have to ask for the song from the barista.
Right. It's actually now Apple bought Shazam a few years ago, and it's actually part of iOS now. So you can you can have it in the iOS itself. It's like a widget.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a great app actually. I've been using that a lot also. I actually do miss, like, before in the back, few years back, I remember that Starbucks, like, used to sell, like, CDs on their shops. Like, you can browse through, you will see some jazz CDs. But now then, I haven't seen that recently, but I really miss those days.
yeah, for sure. And they mostly have, like, compilations, right? Like, volumes of different types of music.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great, right.
So what have you been listening to, Anna, these days? Any new songs or old songs that you got to come back to and really enjoy?
Yeah, so I think mainly last week, I was listening mostly on my walks. I was listening to the Spotify, like, you know, Spotify has like radio, right? Spotify radio. So.
Yes.
I was listening to this Tupac radio. Tupac is a rapper that passed away a few years ago. And it was his 50th birthday last June 16th. So I was listening to a lot of Tupac and then like a lot of hip-hop on that radio. So similar bands like Snoop Dogg. And that's been like last week. Most of my playlist was like listening to Tupac.
Yeah. And the radio would generate similar music, right?
Right.
It's not just it's not just streaming his songs on that radio.
Right. So there are, in Spotify, there's two things. So there's this is Tupac playlist, which is basically his songs. And then you will have like Tupac radio, which is his songs plus some similar songs. Like, so...
Uh-huh.
So as we always say, the algorithm does it. So
yes, just let the algorithm make your play. Just make like two songs in there, then you're good.
Right. So what have you been listening, Meg?
Yeah. So this is just, I think just last week I've been looping her HDR's newest album. So she's kind of similar to. So I don't know, the vibe that she gives off is kind of Sabrina Claudio-ish. That's very soul, very I don't know, like I couldn't describe how beautiful and soulful her songs are. So what's on loop from that album for me right now is We Made It and Closer to Me. So I think I messaged you We Made It a while back when it got released, like a few weeks ago, and it felt, I don't know what the feeling is like, but it felt so grounding. I don't know, like, if it's she did something with the rhythm or the melody. I don't know, I couldn't pinpoint exactly what made it stick to me, but yeah.
Yeah, I've seen you posted her song on your Instagram story, right? I saw the clip also. It's really, really great. I actually this I discovered a couple of new songs also this week. Actually, it's funny. I was just trying out TikTok, you know, that app TikTok. So, but I'm not using it anymore, but I came across the channel of John Mayer, and John Mayer just released a new song called Last Train Home. I've been a big fan of John Mayer. I have all these albums, vinyl and CD, because I love it so much.
Wow. Yeah.
And each album is like so different, like from each other.
Oh,
you know?
My.
Yeah, he was doing like very pop at the beginning, and then now he's doing very bluesy songs. And do you like John Mayer?
Exactly. Yeah, I get the like silence in between because it's so like I don't know where to start. Like John Mayer is such a legend. Like I'm so curious about the process and how he actually curates an album and selects the songs he will release for that album, and then the next one will come out. So I don't know if it's like if it's fit to the state of his life at the moment, or was it like from a couple years back, and just the story behind each album, which I haven't even like deep dive into, but I get what you mean. But it feels like a different persona, a different perspective per album, but you could still see the trademark of John being John, and yet there's so much like diversity and difference between each album. And I don't know, this one song that's on top of my head right now that's standing out is Clarity. So I'm not sure if this was from which album, but it was him on a baggy t-shirt and pants, and he has his guitar on the album, and it's light blue. So it's, I don't know, like when I look at the lyrics, it was such a high school theme song of just becoming, or like just coming out of your shell, like in high school, and a coming of age song. That's it. Yeah. And then when I delved into the lyrics right now, or let's say the past couple of years, it hit different. Like it says something like, the rock can be smelted, the diamonds now remain. Wait, let me check if I got that right. But it really had like a different take on it right now. So it says there, but this morning there's a calm I can't explain. The rock can be smelted, only diamonds now remain. It's as if like the pressure that you've been through, or like the series of things that brought you until you get that melting of diamond, which shows like a new, you know, a new side of you, or like a reinvention side of you. So that's how I took that as. Right. So it's very like, it's very metaphorical, but at the same time, I wouldn't know if that's the same meaning that he's trying to exude in the song. And that's the great thing about music. I mean, you can interpret it the way you'd like to, right?
Right. I think the blue album you're referring to is Heavier Things. That is the 2003. I think it's like second album. And Clarity, actually, I had Clarity on my as my ringtone for many years.
Oh my God.
And then after that, when the next album came, Continuum, then it became Gravity, because he has a song called Gravity. The song that I really love from him, I think you probably know this. There's a song called Slow Down, Sing in a Burning Room.
Yeah, I love that.
It's such an amazing song.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's been like one of my favorite songs. And then Waiting for a World to Change also was on that same album. It's also nice.
Yeah.
Song. And you know that there was this, do you remember, Meg, there was a show called CSI, Crime Scene Investigation, on TV?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's an episode that John Mayer actually featured on that show. So he's performing these two songs on the show. Uh-huh. It's that scene I always go and watch. It's in YouTube. Somebody put that clip on YouTube. It's so amazing.
I'll check it out. Wow. And also he's a funny guy. Like super funny guy.
Yeah, and I feel that he doesn't have like very big ego. Like he used to be in the news a little bit earlier, but now it doesn't seem to be like there's no this you know, ego and all this stuff. I think he's already grown, right? Like
yeah.
What else did you discover? Any other music you discovered?
There's this song by Nikki. So it's Niki. I'm not sure if she's like Taiwanese or Pinay, but she just looks Pinay. It's called Spell. And another artist named Griffith something. I think it's Con would guess her in one of their songs or had her featured her in one of their songs. So it's really great. And last album that I'm still immersing in is Rainbow Mixtape by Con. So it's their recent release. You guys might wanna check that out.
Right. You mentioned Horn. Did you watch Horn when they came to the Philippines?
Yes, I watched them on Wonderland.
Right.
Have you got to play?
No, I've never been to Wonderland. So
oh.
I think those days I thought Wonderland was like, it's too young for me. I thought I was too old to go to that. Like.
Yeah.
But then Horn also had some mall shows, but I don't know why I wasn't able to go. They had maybe I think that show was like limited. You have to get some specific pass to go to that show or something. So I couldn't get it.
Yeah,
I would love to go and watch them if they're back.
Yeah, I mean, they have been like really regular to our country, Manila, because they love it so much. I'm not sure how many times they've gone here, but on almost all occasions they would have a tour. An Ayala Mall tour.
Right.
Not sure if that's alongside the actual festival, but I think they had a series of mall shows that they came back here just for that festival. And I think the first time that they were here, they were just on that globe stage or like a smaller stage, and then they took center stage. They took the main stage when they came back, and they would bring Becca. They're one of their female lead artists that already actually has her own music right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have one of my friends from Singapore. His name is Chong Clarence. So he has a band called Assault. So they actually released one their new album. So I've been listening to their song called Mi Vera. It's a sort of a heavy metal song, which is amazing. And then one of these bands that I really loved, it's an industrial metal band called Fear Factory. They were kind of out for some time, but now just this week they released a new song and new music video, and that new music video is all about like AI. So you know how crazy I'm about AI. So it's like, it really,
yes.
I watched that music video so many times because it's like, you know, this dystopian AI type, like the song name is called Recode,
right.
Recode. So it's
I'm
really like into that. So it was so amazing.
And Jana, I think that's why that explains the first part of the song. Like, it's kind of a Matrix-y vibe first part, and then it goes on to be like a heavy-ish metal kind of song.
Right.
And it's funny how the title is Recode, because you're like into the IT side, right?
Yeah, but I think it's kind of like, I think what the song is saying is like, you have to recode your mind, right? So that's basically, we have to start thinking in a different way. We have to start, I think that's basically the message of the song. You know, most of these TV series or whatever movies, that when they depict future, most of the time that future is already existing. They're talking about today, but right?
Yes.
So that it's not really future, it's about today, because we actually go through that even though we don't have the technology, like technological advances, but we we are still living in the same problem, same, you know, it's always about the mind, right?
So yeah.
It's amazing. one quote.
And we've talked about this.
Right. We started from coffee and yeah.
Sorry, what were you saying before that?
I was saying, like, I found this quote. I was listening to this video and of this Buddhist monk, and then you know what he said? He said, we need to learn to enjoy problems.
Okay.
So, because the sort of interpretation that is, life is, if you have problems, that means you're alive. Because dead people don't have problems, right?
Yes.
So it's part of life. So we need to enjoy if we face some problem, we need to, how we attend to that, how we deal with that. That's experience. We need to enjoy. That's what he was saying. It's so radical, right?
Oh my gosh. Super. And I feel like as we evolve, as we engage, as we go out there and experience the world and make it our school and make, you know, a place not just to autopilot stuff, but just to life in general, that's when every time we get on the next level, to the next level of that phases and seasons in our life, we're gonna be thrown different problems. And these problems might be masked as quote-unquote problems, but really, like, they're the gateway to your next sense, your evolved self, your better self, or your remembrance of yourself and who you are or who you wanted to be.
Right, because the problems can be an opportunity, right? It leads to an opportunity. I feel that way also. Right?
Super.
Right. Meg, I want to ask you, like, you do a lot of, you know, you're like the queen of playlists, right? So you do a lot of playlists. So if you're doing a playlist for a coffee shop, say for example you and me start almost a coffee shop, right? So what songs would you include in your playlist?
I guess so I'll try to do a mix of artists and albums. So definitely I'll have some Beatles in there, maybe Across the Universe, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Right.
Maybe I'll do a Hon in there, of course, a Sabrine, Claudio, a bit of The Main, and just a bunch of maybe a few Phoenix and Death Cab for Cutie songs. So I guess if you're familiar with the show, I'm not super familiar with the seasons of this show, but there's this show before called The OC.
Right.
And it was a really great playlist. I remember like really going down to the details of having the show credits, having to wait for the show credits so I could check like the songs that they played for that specific episode. And back then, it was just LimeWire. Like, there wasn't Spotify yet. Of course, I'm sure you know this. And I would download songs through that. And I would, like, actually try to do torrents of the OC season 1 songs. So that's basically the vibe of what I want to put out in coffee shops.
Right. I would definitely put some Miles Davis there.
What the?
I would put definitely some Johnny Cash. Of course, there should be some Main songs there. You posted about
amazing.
This, yeah, you posted about this podcast and you mentioned that now we have a podcast, but you had this thought and you had sort of this quote from Passion Pit, right? The song Constant Conversations, that's where this idea sort of started. Would you like to share about that? Because I listened to that song and it's amazing song. Can you tell me about that? I'm so curious about it.
Yeah, so where do I start? I guess like I really wanted to build a space. So it hasn't really been very specific of me opening or starting a podcast, but it kind of could lead there. But I was open to making it like a different take to it, but it should have the music aspect to it. So I kind of had this idea in mind of having the actual name of the thing, whatever that thing is, I'm gonna launch, called Constant Conversation. So it's a title of a song from Passion Pit. And I think like what you said, I think that was an album, 2013 album. So it's like basing it from the title is just a nice, it's a really straightforward take on just having constant conversations on music and all the musings in my head. So that was last year of June 2020. So I had it in mind. I would just put it on my notes on my phone and maybe come back to it when I have time to actually make steps towards that project. And it's funny how this all came about in full circle this year after we got to talk on Clubhouse, we met, and then you had me as a guest on your own podcast. And then we decided really, like, not in a blink of an eye, but like, it was like automatic that we have to start one at this moment. Because I feel like it's music has changed, the scene has changed so much, not because of the new bands coming in, but like the dynamic of not having to attend or not being able to attend like live shows. So for our listeners right now who are checking us out, I guess like it's quite exciting. One of the things that really got us excited starting this podcast is really have our own spin on what could we actually provide to these co-music and concert lovers on this podcast. So it's just amazing on how that all aligned, like from concert conversations and then the birthing this. And I couldn't have imagined a name other than Almost a Music Podcast. Like that's the first thing that came into my head. So grateful for you, Jana.
Yeah, it's so amazing how I was one, like it just happened, right? It's like we met and I think in a way this is because of all this, you know, pandemic and all this actually sort of is the reason behind all this. Otherwise we would not get on Clubhouse, right, together. So it's like because we will be busy going to the shows,
right.
And so it's kind of way that, but I really like enjoy this having doing this different way of like just us sharing, talking about stuff. And it's sort of like not just like interviewing somebody, and because that's what I do in my other podcasts, like I will have a guest and I will interview and talk about their music. Although we sometimes go into different areas, but this is more of like us sharing our own experience. So that's another avenue which I like. So Meg, so I think we are that coming is- into the end. In, I think we'll have to drop on this call. So what's your last words to the listeners?
Yeah, I just want to say that's what I really started, because not just for his love for music, but because we were able to actually go on live shows. So that's a really beautiful thing to
Meg?
Around music and in tandem with music. So catch us on Instagram at Almost a Music Podcast, and Chana's Instagram is chana.chana.chana. Mine is Maggie Capras. And thank you guys, Chana. Any last promos? Sponsor us, please.
Yeah, so I hope you will enjoy this conversation. Thanks, Maggie, for doing this. And we are kind of making it work, although we are like I'm in the future, you're in the still in the past, right? So like the time yep. zone wise, so but we are still making it work. So I really enjoy doing this. I hope you enjoy this conversation. Please subscribe to us, follow us, go in Spotify, Apple, all these streaming platforms, and follow us on Instagram. So thank you and have a great week.
Thank you. Bye, guys.